Trump confronts Bank of America CEO at WEF over claims of debanking conservatives. By Nick Gilbertson on January 23, 2025. President Donald Trump slammed Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan while speaking to him virtually Thursday at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Switzerland over claims his company has debanked conservatives. Trump's comments at Klaus Schwab's WEF came during his response to Moynihan's question about his flurry of executive orders. And by the way, speaking of you, and you've done a fantastic job. But I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank. And that included a place called Bank of America, Trump said. They don't take conservative business, Trump added. Going on to say the message also applies to J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. And I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what. But you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives because what you're doing is wrong. Moynihan did not address Trump's contention that Bank of America is debanking conservatives. Instead thanking him for securing the World Cup to be held in the United States in 2026. Mr. President, I'll say that your friend Gianni told me to tell you, hello, and we look forward to sponsoring the World Cup when it comes both this summer for the club and next year. So thank you for getting that for the United States, he said. Thank you very much, Brian, Trump responded. In April, a coalition of attorneys general for 15 states penned a letter to Moynihan regarding claims the company was potentially discriminating against Christians. Unfortunately, Bank of America appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious or political views, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach wrote in the letter to Moynihan. Bank of America denied the claims. Religious beliefs are not a factor in any account closing decision, a representative for the company told the Daily Mail. We are proud to provide banking services to nonprofit organizations affiliated with diverse faith communities throughout the United States.